Welcome to Wait a Minute, the show where we take the conversation out of the group chat and we have a kiki and tell the truth with friends. Ashley Allison, and I'm here with my girl, Joyelle Nicole Johnson, and our newest official, now she's been on the couch before, but our official host, Sylvia O'Bell.
Hello.
Hey, you all.
Season two, back in the habit.
Season two, right.
Season two, electric boogaloo.
Yeah, so we wrapped season one. Coming out of the DNC, we had our reunion show, which was super fun. Be sure to check that out if you haven't seen that. We got all of our cast together, but we took a little break. Mm-hmm. I missed y'all.
I miss you.
There was like one night I was like, I'm in New York. It's 2 a.m. I bet you Joyelle's up. And then I was like,
safe assumptions.
Don't play yourself. Do not call Joyelle because then you will be up till 5 a.m.
Pretty much.
And you have to actually be up at 8 a.m. But how y'all doing?
How you doing,
Joelle? I'm doing fantastic. I just had our birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I missed your birthday.
Yes. Yay. I just had my birthday. I turned 43. And 43 where?
Where?
Right here. In my knees.
In them hips. Right.
So birthday was great. Had a big old party. Went to a restaurant. I went to, can I say the name of the restaurant? Mr. Chow. Y'all need to get it together, okay?
Ooh.
It was terrible service.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm accusing y'all of terrible service, but I still had a good time because I was with friends and family, people who love me.
I love that.
Well, happy belated birthday.
I'm doing okay. I actually was just at Women Evolve, which is like a huge conference for Black women of faith that's done by Sarah Jakes Roberts, and I've never been before. It's in Dallas, Texas, mm-hmm. or technically Arlington, but like it was amazing. And the theme was about surrendering, which has also been my word of the year. So I really felt like, you know, when I got invited to come, I was like, let me come and see and like hear about like, you know, this, you know, surrendering, because I need all the gems, all the jewels. But it was really special. It was really cool. I had a great time.
Woman Evolved is on my bucket list. I just need to mark my calendar and go.
No, that's my problem too. I always forget when it's about to happen. Literally, shout out to my friend Gia Peppers when she hit me up like a week prior and was like, do you want to come with me? That's the only way I would have been able to come. Hotels were sold out, everything. So I always forget till it's right about time. So I was excited to go. It's in Atlanta next year.
Oh.
So they're moving it from Texas, so it's a bit more accessible.
Uh-huh.
I think it's at the end of July, so.
Okay, maybe I'll do it for my birthday.
Okay,
good to know, good to
and
know.
And how are you, Ashley?
Yes.
Woo-wee, okay. As my earring is like getting twisted, like a couple people wanted me to take my earring off this past month. You know what I mean? I was like, that's what we're doing.
It's starting
to pop out. Yeah, I'm like, would you want me to come out my character? No, you won't. I'll keep it classy, mindful, demure, right?
Very cutesy.
I'm good. I don't know what time zone or what city I'm currently
in.
That's
because New York, East Coast.
I'm East, right, okay. Because I've been traveling a lot, took the downtime to really help fortify what we're building here at Watering Hole coming out of season one. Learned so much, grew so much, and now we're here season two. But I'm good. I've been seeing people that I haven't seen in a while, but they've been seeing me on like Insta or TV. And so some of my friends have been asking me, I don't know if it's a provocative question, but it's like they keep asking me this question about, you're so busy, but like, what's your love life like these days? Which I always am just kind of like, how do you transition into that? Like, you know, having a cocktail talking about the flight and then be like, so are you dating, you know?
Right. It's like, oh my God, it's so amazing that you're on CNN, killing it during this election cycle and, you know, starting your own production company. But what about men?
Yes.
Where your man's at?
Yes. But you know why I think people actually have been asking me more is because I have been talking about how much I'm a childless dog lady. And so I've been leaning into like my singleness more without any type of discomfort. But I had this one friend who's been asking me every time he's seen me, which has been like 3 times in the last month. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with any guys in your life? And the first time he asked me, I was like, well, you know, I'm like super busy. I'm traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. And I really don't have time. Like if it happens at an airport lounge or while I'm on the airport, sure.
While but, I'm on the airport.
While I'm on the airplane. That's how tired, right? JFK. On the wing, right? Just like, hey, how you doing? Sure, but like I'm not gonna get on the apps, first of all. That's like where everyone's soul goes to die. But not gonna do the apps, and I just don't have time for distractions, right? Mm-hmm. So then he saw me again a couple days later and he was like, so let's talk about you dating again. And I was like, nothing has changed in a week. Okay. Like, still busy, still don't have time for distractions and not on the app. And then I saw him, or he called me 3 days after that second conversation. And I had interacted with a man that intrigued me.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Choice words.
Yes.
Yes.
I use that because it was like, I didn't exchange contact information with that person.
Okay.
He didn't exchange contact information with me. But his profile, his energy, the way he communicated, intellectually stimulating me, intrigued me. And so I said that to him, and he was like, okay, ooh, girl, because this is a gay black man, by the way, also. So mm-hmm. he's not trying to shoot his shot.
Yeah.
But he was like, ooh, girl, I was worried, because I was like, she on them talking points, like, she ain't got time. She don't have time for distractions. I'm like, you too young for that. Like, you still got to be out in these streets. So, but I haven't talked to the guy since. But interest, the fact that somebody can intrigue me is the highlight of the story.
Okay.
Is that too low of a bar?
Do we know his name?
I know his name.
No, I'm saying, like, yes. Do we know his Instagram? Is there a way for us to...
Oh, I've already Google stalked. Don't worry. Okay. I've done all the, like...
Okay. Would you slide in his DMs?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't know.
Shoot a shoot.
I'm more of a rebounder kind of girl, you know.
I feel like a lot of women, and I'm also fall in this category, don't enjoy having to make the first move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I also do feel like if you guys met in person and he was giving you energy, is it really the first move or is it the second?
I am a person that believes everything will happen in its own due time.
But are you also a person who believes the man should take the lead?
No.
Then why don't you shoot your shot?
What about anything about me makes you think that?
But that's what I'm saying. So
maybe she means like with the courting process specifically.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to wait this one out and see how it goes.
Well, you know what to say about faith without works.
Ooh. I don't even know because I'm a heathen. But I've heard that one before. You need to work that faith.
Yes, it's like we'll be. But you gotta participate in the be.
I'm more attractive now that apparently I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, see that.
So now men are like, ooh, look at you glowing and happy and looking
unavailable.
Yeah. Let me go ruin your life and your relationship.
When I was single, I wasn't getting checked for at all. And so that's amazing to me because I don't know how people go out, because I feel like I had to do the apps because I wasn't getting any attention outside. But that's also a stand-up comedian's energy. This is anti-masculinity. Like, men do not like stand-up comedian energy.
Why do you think that?
Because I think most men wish they were comedians. Like, if men could have it their way, 90% of them would be stand-up comedians.
And most men are not funny.
For true, but also if they're unattractive, they use funny to attract women.
Yeah.
So for me, it was always difficult. It's
not
true.
Not if they're unattractive.
It's true. And for me, you know, I'm funny. So it would emasculate men on dates because they'll try to say something funny and I'll be standing there staring at them. They're like, but that was a joke. And I'm like, oh, it wasn't funny. Like, I'm not going to
laugh.
Right, I'm not going to fake laughing for you. Yeah. Faking orgasms, laughs, what's
no,
that?
No, yeah. You ain't faking nothing. I was like, I bomb on stage like a real woman. You better bomb on this date.
Rework your material.
Oh, yeah. Then they would not ask me for a second date.
That's like when I find a straight man who was funny. I'm almost like, oh my God, a rare gem.
A straight man that's funny?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, okay, wait. Like, can I ask you a question? Uh-huh. You said people are approaching you. What does that look like? How do they approach you?
Well, in my situation, what I mean is, like, even if it's not even, like, a full, like, can I get your number or what's your name? Sometimes it's just, like, like seeing you and, like, verbally, affirming attraction in some way where it's, like, oh wow, like you're beautiful, or like, oh my goodness, I love your hair. Oh my goodness, like, you know, that's a, like, I love that dress. You know, like something in that way. That's like a level of it. There's also men who may be like, so like, what should I mean? Like engage in conversation, trying to see like what's up, like, you know, like flirting. And then there's sometimes where there's a full shot shot where it's like, let me get your Instagram, let me get your number. Like, let's, you know what I mean? Like there's different versions of it. But I think to me, I even feel appeased about the difference of like, even just a man telling you that he finds you attractive and then keeping it moving. Like, I'm for that too. Because it's like, yes, thank you. Remind me I'm a bad bitch and like, let's keep it going. But like, I feel when I'm in Los Angeles, it doesn't happen as much. But then when I'm like in other cities where, especially the South, like it's definitely happens more often. For me, I find it to be a regional thing, which is also interesting because that list just came out about the worst cities to date in.
What was number one, DC?
New York. Which is interesting. New York was number one over LA, which I was shocked.
Date, but not meet people. You can meet people.
Yeah, meet
in
people.
New York.
This is about worst cities to date. And it was like New York, LA, and Philadelphia were the top three, and I'm like, damn. Like,
but there's, because there's too many options.
I mean, I didn't get further into this.
You were just like, noted.
I was like, damn,
same. Like that tracks. Okay, how did they come up to you?
I feel like it happens a lot at a bar because you know your girl be at bars, and it's like it starts with a. You know, would you like a drink? And then most recently I had a dude like standing next to me for a very long time after he purchased me this drink. And then it was so great because he was just like, oh, you're a comedian? I love Louis C.K. I was like, oh, amazing. That's great. You can stop talking to me right now, you know? And so I think that's interesting getting into deal breakers. Like what are certain deal breakers for you guys in relationships? And are you open to date someone against your type? Do you both have types that you look for? And would you date someone outside of that?
I feel like I'm being exposed.
Yes, I am. I'm peeling back layers.
You go first. You have a type?
I think, I mean, I have a type, but I also date outside of my type. I think I have a type that's maybe like the most likely that I'm like attracted to, that may catch my eye the most. Even though I don't think that there's like a, like a specific, there's not like a complexion specificity or like a height thing or anything like that. I think it's kind of, even my friends have been like, I can't put a word to it. I can just tell when it's the kind of guy you'd be attracted to. But I do only really date black men. And I do, you know, I think I have a, like I also have like some like personality, emotions, types as an addition to just like physical. So like kind of like somebody who's in the music and the culture, like into like, you know, like, you know, it's just, but I do think that it's hard. I've made a point to not have such a specific, like, list of a type because it's, like, that really just closes so many people out. But, you know, I tend to like a little linebacker type situation. You know, like a thicker man.
Thicker.
But, like, you know, tall.
Somebody sitting on something. Got it.
That's not what I mean. You stupid.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's what her dates can't match.
You
know?
You don't want that?
No, I just meant like, you know, like I when Black Panther came out, everybody was like, where are you more so, you know, Michael T'Challa, B. Jordan, Winston Duke, or, and you know what I mean?
Winston Duke.
Winston is my type is what I mean. Like, and that, like that structure of a man, you know what I mean?
Is that because you want to feel safe?
I just feel small.
You like feel small, okay.
Or like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, safe and man. Those terms together don't really.
Oh, LOL! You choose the bear.
Women
got
are picking
it.
The bear. You understand? Yeah. But I feel like, but I mean,
you want them to be the size of the bear. I see you,
Ashley.
I mean, I definitely have a type. Definitely have a type.
Yeah,
but I don't restrict myself to only dating my type. I am I am so rigid in every part of my life except for dating. Like, I give clowns.
It's good to not be rigid.
Yeah, but not almost to my own detriment. I give clowns too much space and time, which is why I'm just like, you know, I'm like an equal opportunity kind of person.
I think I can see myself the same.
But then I'm just like, this is, no. Like, I don't have to contort myself into finding you attractive or what, or like pretending like you can grow fast enough to like catch up to me emotionally or mentally or something
like that. A lot of women, it's a thing about like choosing somebody just because they're choosing you.
Yes.
Or like having agency to be like, okay, you're choosing me, but then also let me decide if I want you.
You.
And not just because you want me.
Yes.
And I do find a lot of black women, especially successful, those of us who are in this category where it's not happening as often.
Yes.
Are the ones who sometimes, because it's just so rare, like it just feels rare. Right? Yes. Like, okay, well, let me see if I can work with you.
Yes. Exactly.
But that's the
form
of settling.
Yes. Yeah.
And that happened to me because with my current partner, we've been together almost 5 years. And our
That's a blessing.
It's
five
crazy.
Years.
Yeah.
Clapping up for 5 years.
5 years with a comedian is like lesbian years. Like, it's just so long. It's like a Hollywood relationship. And it's so interesting point against dating against type. Our first week dating together, we were talking about our dating history, and he said the person he dated before me was a dude, like he dated a black man before me, and I was like,
come on, black man,
yes,
I know.
Like, so we both have something in common, but it was crazy to me because I thought about the queer. I was prepared because I watched Insecure, and I saw the episode where Molly dated a dude,
I know,
who said he got with a guy. Brilliantly played by my friend Langston Kerman, by the way.
Yeah,
but I remember thinking about that, like, huh, I guess I could date a guy who dated a man before. And obviously, be careful what you ask or say to God, because God was like, okay, girl, I'll call your bluff. And when it came to me, I was like, okay. So my partner identifies as queer. I identify as straight.
Let's walk through this. You're sitting there. How many dates? Date one, day two?
It's the first week. We're six
first
days
week.
In, so maybe this might have been the third day, which we had a log date. We had one log-ass date for that first week.
3 days and six days is
okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So he says it. What happens in your body?
I was like, huh, because I went straight to Elin Harris novels in the 90s. That had my mother and aunts in a chokehold, trying to identify down low brothers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in my head, I remember being 15 years old and being like, those men are just liars.
Mm. Yeah.
And a liar is a liar. You know, so if he's cheating on you, whether he's cheating with a man or a woman, he's lying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I remember thinking about, I'm 15 years old, like, I don't believe in down low men. And now fast forward to this situation, I was like, huh. Okay, I like your openness because to me that meant
that you're honest.
You're honest.
Yeah.
And that is what
even
I've gleaned
in
this time, because you're being honest with yourself. A down low brother's not being honest with himself.
Yeah.
You know?
I also think it's interesting because I do think me and my group chats have talked about this extensively, more so in this past couple of years.
Yeah.
Especially because we live in LA. But I do think that like as a black woman, right, we're used to being like one of the least problematic groups. Like, you know, like box, like categories, where it's like, we tend to vote for the right things, or like, you know, like want the right things.
Save
or like
democracy,
care for people, take care, whatever. But one of our toxic traits.
Toxic traits?
Is that we don't be accepting these bisexual men.
No.
And one of the black, feel like where black women specifically come held to task, where we fall short.
Yes.
Is how we react when it comes to bisexual. That's why I think so many men are on the DLs, because they feel like, if they admit that they've slept with a man, then they'll be ostracized. Of course, I have to just be fully homosexual, and they want both.
Yeah.
And so it's really, but I also think so we've also tried to push ourselves as people who try not to be problematic, where it's like, could we? Is there a world where? And that Insecure episode did start a whole conversation.
It really did.
With Jared,
it was culture.
I think it spoke to the different like levels, because with Jared, it was like, he had a sexual experience once with a man and he didn't like it. And so that was it.
Yeah.
I think that is different from dating men.
Yes.
I also think just sleeping with men and then dating are like two different things too. Or like, you know, like some of my gay homeboys tell me that a lot of bisexual men, they're like, they want y'all. They want the family and the kids and the wife. They just want to play with us.
It's that
what like
too.
Sometimes they say too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's a whole new world.
It is. It absolutely is. It is. Because it's opened up something for me where I realized, I was like, okay, queerness to me in my brain is adjacent to openness. So along with the queerness was like, oh, he was down to do couples therapy immediately.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh that was the time. I mean, straight men don't do She said, oh, he's queer. He'll do couples therapy.
Queer boys do couples therapy, y'all.
I can see how they're more open to therapy.
Open to therapy. We get our nails done together. Like this.
But let me ask you
a plethora
this.
Of things that happen.
Because I am not an ostracizer, but I remember you told me this, and you literally just said it in passing, and I was like, huh? And it made me like go back and be like, would I date someone?
I was about to ask you, would you? Let's say that you were few dates in, everything was going great. You really like
great.
This guy.
He got a good ass job. He cute.
Green flag after green flag after green flag.
He dresses all right.
Got a good career. Bank account. Love his mama. What? And then he tells you that he's had a few sexual experiences with men before. Would you run for the hills or would you?
I would like to think I could be open enough, but I also am a flawed human, and I don't
for
know.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know. I think for a couple of reasons. Mm. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yes.
But I also think that
Ashley ain't trying to get canceled.
No, I don't want to get canceled, but because I also don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I also think that I just don't want black women to feel like they have to always be the ones to find a way to be okay with everything. I'm not saying someone who is queer is a clown, like I said before. That's not what I'm saying. But I feel like in today's dating world, black women get the worst stereotypes. On apps, the data has showed that we're the ones that get swiped
the least. Yep.
That people over-sexualize us and then tell us that we're not beautiful. We're the ones often validating ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then it's we're the ones that are we're the overeducated, overemployed, and most financially successful demographic and growing. And then we're the ones that are the gold diggers.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? And so I feel I just want black women to have the space to dream and desire what they want. And if what you want is someone who has never dated a man, I feel like you should have the prerogative to do that. If you're okay with it, you should have the prerogative to do that. And if you're I'm queer, you should have the prerogative to do that well. And I just don't, I think the world in relationships and employment and how we show up, it doesn't give us the space to be able to say, this is what I want and I'm not gonna change. I don't have to change it because what I want is sufficient and is okay. That's all.
And I would piggyback on that to say that you can be, that to me is a type of rigidity to be this is what I want. I'm not gonna have any type of, thoughts outside of what I want. I feel like people should just be open-minded, and if you're gonna make your list of things you want in a relationship, something also might come with that,
Fair
I made
enough.
My list.
Yes.
I definitely
yes.
did not put queer on the list.
Yes.
But every
yes.
other thing I put yes. on that list was on there. And I was yes. like, okay, God sprinkled queer on it. All right, well, that's the new Laurie.
But you know the
right.
other thing is?
Because you're always going to compromise something. It's never going to be nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a bad trait.
You're always
going
to compromise something.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a bad trait. I'm not even sure I would know. Because I don't ask about, and I'm like, were you married before? Mm-hmm. Tell me generalities about. But one thing I don't do is I don't like to go down memory lane with other people in their relationship. Maybe that's a flaw for me.
No.
So it might not even ever come up
you
dated.
Sometimes I'm saying in my scenario where I was bringing it up, if he mentioned it, if he shared it.
If he openly shared it.
But I do, I was going to say to your point about what we choose. I think I believe that because again, that most bisexual, not even say most, but a lot of bisexual men feel like they can't be open about it.
Right.
Or they're, obviously sexuality is a spectrum. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like maybe there's also that category where it's I've had one or two experiences I wasn't with it or whatever. That spectrum of it, it's I think that a lot of those men just don't tell us, and there are a lot of our dream men already.
Right.
I think a lot of women are married and have had.
I think
women, if you've had, I'll say if you've had maybe more than five partners, you're likely that you've slept with a man who slept with another man. You just didn't know.
I think that's just
the case.
I also don't feel like I have to I was talking to my mom about the Madonna whore complex, where it's that people, men.
Lady in the street, but a freak in the bed.
Yeah, but men want this Madonna, the Virgin Mary mm-hmm. for their wife, but then they want the whore as the woman.
Yeah,
it's a feminist, a white feminist, actually, but my introduction when I started studying feminist ideology and women's studies is that they want, like, they want to have fun with the whore and then they want to marry the Madonna.
Yeah.
And so, and part of that is like when people are like, oh, what's your body count? Like, none of your damn business. Like, mine, yeah. Like, all of that doesn't, like, who I show up today is who I am today. Just like, because who I am today and who I was 10 years ago, I've grown a lot. And I hope, like, who they were 10 years ago and who they've grown a lot. And if you haven't, like, that's probably why you I shouldn't date you. Not because of, like, who you slept with or you dated in the past. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's be more open if you open to dating people of different races.
Oh, I've been there, done that.
I was about to say next. How we feel about the interracial date? Because your partner is also not
black. My partner is half white, half Asian.
Girl, you, like...
I'm checking all the boxes. Your girl's an ally.
Yes. Wait.
I did want a black man. My boyfriend knows this. I did want a black man. I love black love. I wanted that, but black men were not checking for me.
I know.
And now it's a point where, like, I'm in this relationship, and now black men be coming out the woodwork, like, you. It's always been you. And I'm like, no, I'm 43, bitch.
People who have known you.
Oh, my God. Exes?
See, that's clown behavior.
Coming up, that's absolute clown behavior. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, I can ignore it now. But I think if you're open to dating someone outside of your race, outside of your sexual identification, to me, it's kind of like moving away from where you were born. I think everyone should move away from where they're born at some point in their life. You can move back home, but, you know, go see what's up in New York if you were born in Atlanta.
I will say that I wrestle a lot with the things that come with dating outside of my race. Mm-hmm. It's not even just from some sort of, like, pseudo allegiance to black men. Like, I'm more attracted to black men. I would say, like, it's opposite. Like, you gotta be twice as cute if you white.
For sure.
To get half my attention.
Yeah, you gotta come.
You gotta have, like, a black barber, so you know the white boys with the face. Anyway.
Seen those guys. Yeah.
But I feel that I've only ever gone on a couple of dates with a white man before once, and it was easy for me to tell that he fetishized black women. I was kind of like, and I also just feel like dating is hard enough in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
When you have to take in all the things that come with dating somebody outside of your race, I think for me, those have been the detractors more than anything, where it's like, most of my work is very black based. A lot of the things I do, the content I create, like who I like advocate for, I don't want to have to explain the nuances of what I do every day when I go home.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to worry
about
having...
I'm not your DEI office.
I don't want to have to argue about, like, your racist MAGA auntie. Like, yeah, I don't want to, things that, like, if I have children with you, I don't want to worry about what their white cousins are going to tease them about.
Yeah.
And even when I think of, one of my group chats, we're having a discussion about when we see interracial couple have a baby, and then, like, what if your baby comes out looking more white than black?
Not the quiver in your voice.
It was a quiver. That's so funny.
I'm a brown skin girl. I ain't gonna be brown skin. You know, it's like, these are things that happen. I mean, again, they're all beautiful, the babies. But I just mean to say, like, these are all things in addition to just dating. That are the reasons that deter me from it.
I have been his DEI professor, but I also kind of love it because we'll be watching stuff. And so 5 years in now, he's like, wow, babe, white people are terrible. And I'm like, yeah, man, they have been this
whole
time.
Yeah, this whole time.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean.
But relationships or dates?
Both.
I've never been
healthy relationships. But, like, yeah, definitely both. I went through a period where, like, I was only dating white guys.
Ew.
Not because I was like, right, don't get so excited.
Like, I was just curious.
I did a little role reversal. I fetishized them. You know what I mean?
What a flip the script, Ashley.
I claimed my power. No. It just was, like, kind of what was happening that I was in D.C. and it was just like, they were
in
like
Chocolate City.
Yeah, girl, that ain't.
Is that a lie?
The gentrification has changed.
The gentrification. It's white chocolate city.
This
now.
Was like Obama era DC. Okay. So like we were about 50-50 at that time.
Gotcha.
But I have, you have to have some understanding of black culture already. I can't like start you baseline. and what I realized from dating only black men and dating people who were not black is that the challenges of the relationship were there regardless of the race.
For sure.
Because
it's
like
the
men that maybe I had been attracting at that time in my life, they were broken. Like it didn't matter. And so, and I was too, right? And so what I have decided to do is over the last, I guess, 8 years is to be in therapy. I've been in therapy since I was in college, on and off. But like the last 8 years is like be in therapy consistently, heal, grow, be able to identify when other people need to heal and grow. Don't cast judgment on them, but also be like, there's a boundary here that you don't get to come into my space because like I can't heal you. You have to want to heal. But yeah, I would date outside of my race. But I will just say in my like 42-year-old black auntie self, I mean, but I want a black man. Mm-hmm. I want my Winston Duke. Okay. Unapologetically. But no, so I say like my prayer is like, God, this is what I desire, because they say it will give you the desires of your heart. But I also know you know what's best for me. Right. And so like, if you bring me something, surrender, yeah. right? Yeah. That's why I need to go to Woman Evolve. Yeah. But if you bring me, if you bring me something that was not what I desire, can you help it make it clear that that's what you have for me? So I'm not like stuck in this, not wasting time. Like if it's your blessing for me, like make it clear for me, please.
And you know the thing, and this is, and I love that you speak to that, because I do think a part of what keeps me hopeful in this whole thing is if I felt like it was all on me to figure out, I would feel super discouraged. Yeah. I'd be like, child, I don't know. Like, these can't be the same men you were talking about in the Bible lore. Like, that's how I feel half the time. You know what I mean? But it's like,
I
was like, where is Boaz? But I do feel like, to your point about growing the desires of your heart, like, I do feel like there are people, I don't think about one soulmate. I do think there's like multiple like scenarios, but I do think that like our person or our blessings are on our path.
Yes.
I think in our path is guided by our purpose.
Yes.
So I think the best way to be, I think that what's our job is, to your point, to stay open.
Yes.
Have our hearts open so that we can see it and be like ready to receive it and work on ourselves that we're ready to receive it. Life gives to people what they can need and stuff. And I do think that some of us, when you have a purpose that is, that does require a lot of time, attention, like you, like, it's a thing where it's like, you kind of have to build that out before you can then get the thing, because families and marriages and stuff require so much selflessness, time, energy, that it's kind of hard to do both.
And I'll just say, like, people are probably like, why are they just only talking about relationships when there's like an election? Because I think that like, one, singlehood, childlessness has also obviously become a conversation point in this
single
election.
Single cat ladies have definitely taken
but
some hits.
I also think that like, I'm happy. I am full.
Yeah. That's what makes it hard to want, like, to put yourself out there, because you're so content.
I'm like, I have joy. I have peace. And I think I could also have that in partnership, but I don't want people, particularly for like young women out there who think they need to be married by 25 or 30 and it's not happening. Like, there was a moment when I thought that way and I wasn't happy, but like, my singleness actually is I'm probably happier now and more content now in life than I have ever been.
Same.
And so I know that it can only get better.
Right.
So a relationship will complement you.
That's right. It won't validate me.
Yeah, it's not going to save you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not, you're not like somebody to complete you. It's two complete people coming together.
That's right.
Right.
My aunt told me, I was going through a breakup, and she told me, relationships are only time when math isn't accurate. It is not 1 + 1 = 2. It is that 1 + 1 = 1. But like, if it's not a full one, it doesn't, it's the only time math doesn't make sense, but you have to come as two whole things.
Okay, yeah. Brian McKnight.
I love a black auntie with the sage relationship advice.
Yes.
Well, let's play a game then, all right? We're going to call it, wait a
not
minute.
Not with my heart, though.
Not with your heart.
Don't play games with my heart.
Sorry. Well, tell me what you would do, because I don't even think I got this answer from you, Sylvia. You're on a third date. You really like the dude. He tells you the last person he dated was a guy. What would you do?
Oh, the last person he dated.
Yeah.
So, not slept with, but dated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's question.
I'm just thinking to myself. I think I would try.
Okay.
I think that I would try, especially if I really liked him.
Yeah.
I think I would like to, like, I would try. How long, like, I know, like, that's what I, yeah, like, what I can't see is like further out, like how it would take me longer. But I do think that me knowing myself, it's not like an immediate I'm running.
Right.
Now, okay. Because my more evolved self is really trying to do the right thing.
You won, Ashley.
I lost.
Ding, you get a point. Ashley.
Ding, you get a point. It's crazy.
Dude picks you up on a date. Mm-hmm. He's being real chivalrous. Chivalrous? Chivalrous.
Yep. That's a word.
That's a new word. Mm-hmm. You get in the car, he's blasting R. Kelly. What you doing?
I'm gonna be like, can we turn this off?
And Whip, he's like, nah, this is all I listen to.
Whoo!
I'm like probably not. I'm gonna exit the date in the safest way possible.
Oh, okay.
So like, if I can, you know, if dinner hasn't I want out. That's a red flag. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
That's a red flag. Right. That's a red flag.
But and he was like, this just happened to be on. He'd be like, oh, you're right. And turns it off. You good.
Yeah, because the radio, okay. Like, I don't even know if the radio even plays R. Kelly anymore, but maybe it does.
It's on his Spotify.
Yeah. I would be like, let's get you a new algorithm, brother. But
yeah, we're going to turn off this ignition.
Yeah, I know sometimes, we're gonna turn the ignition of the car off and I'm going to get out safely. No, I don't want to hear R. Kelly on my dates. And I think it's a red flag because he's a monster.
Yeah, true. There's that.
He's right. A monster, and he was a monster to little girls and women. And
then he wrote music about it.
And then he wrote music about it.
That's really the thing where I kill him.
And
like,
it's very clear.
His crimes are ingested in his lyrics.
Right.
And like, it's been very clear that like, that is someone's art. I mean, he obviously was a brilliant artist, but no.
Yes.
But no.
Yeah. Okay.
We're aligned.
You're aligned?
I get a point!
Ding. All right, you on a date, and the dude says his favorite comedian is Louise C.K.
Louise.
Yeah, favorite is crazy. Like,
right.
Favorite?
He's not even that good.
Of all the comedians? Like, not even just top five, like, he's your favorite? That's, like, even just based off of taste. Respectfully, I'd be like, no, nah. I think anybody whose favorite comedian was Louis C.K. is probably not my type.
That's right.
True.
That's right.
I'm like, you skipped all the black comedians and went to Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
We're
probably not my type.
I agree. Because we probably don't even like the same music either.
Right. So I was like, next you tell me you're a Swiftie? Like, what's
right,
going
yeah,
on?
Right, right, right.
Well, Joyelle, you've been the most open.
Yeah.
I think out of all of us. What are your deal breakers besides the having problematic faves? What's another deal breaker for you?
This is problematic, maybe. I don't know. I don't like men that wear flip-flops.
I love a flip-flop.
With their toes.
The thong.
Put a sock on your foot and a Timberland on the beach.
This is why black men don't let their feet out at the pool now.
Listen.
Air Force Ones all around the pool.
My biracial man did not wear no flip-flops. We don't have a single flip-flop in
the
house.
You said a bisexual man, but not one man who wears.
Biracial, not flip-flop
but
wearing.
Wow.
No flip-flop. I don't like toes out. I don't like toes, period, which is why I didn't like L.A., because everybody's toes is out all the time.
You're damn right.
I hate man toes. And I love men in New York because they will go to the beach
in
Timberland boots.
They really will.
Cover them up.
That's an ick.
That's an ick!
Like a deal breaker. Like ick, I think to me, the difference between ick and a deal breaker is like, a deal breaker is like a solid red flag that like most people would agree with. An ick is something irrational that's very unique to you.
Yes.
And that's definitely that.
Toes out, yuck, ick, boo.
How about you, Ashley?
I mean, not to like bite on yours, but like if they don't wear open toe shoes at some point, I'm like.
What you have?
Ooh, you want an open toe dress shoe with like a short set in the summer?
Now, why would you take it all the way?
I know.
What?
But I wouldn't mind it. You know, no.
Ashley, please.
No, I don't mind. I don't. I men who don't like to wear sandals, I don't enjoy. That's an ick. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, because I'm like, what? You're really going to wear sneakers on the beach if you're not running? Like, get your feet in the sand. Like, no.
I challenge you to a duel.
Okay. Well, the good thing is you can have the men that don't.
Yes.
That wear them. That won't wear it. And I'll take the ones. Okay,
don't.
My deal breaker is you don't have to be Christian. You don't act mm-hmm. like, but you have to believe that there's something bigger than us. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be rooted in like some type of spirit, faith that like, cause I am.
Can they be agnostic?
I get confused sometimes on that definition.
Because isn't agnostic the absence of faith, like you don't believe in anything?
Oh, I thought it meant, because atheists are like, there's no God.
That there's nothing.
Atheists, is there's no God. But I thought agnostic meant you weren't religious. But Google, Andrea.
Producers.
Fact check us. You fact said you weren't going to fact check us.
We need the camera on a. You said you weren't going to fact check us.
I don't know. I've met agnostic people. I want somebody who believes in something. So not you can't be an atheist and you can't be an agnostic.
Could they be like Muslim or something like that?
Yeah.
Like very devout?
Yeah.
What if
they wanted you to become Muslim? No.
Okay.
No. I also, like, I'm not converting for any human being. I'm converting because I believe something. Yeah. I don't think a Muslim person would want to date me that was extremely devout because I just had 5 slices of bacon.
They were good. They were good too.
You're right.
That was good.
They were delicious. I
smelled them.
It was some good bacon, y'all.
And I'm gonna go get another piece.
There you go.
Bacon is the only reason I can't give up that swan.
All right. Swan.
What's your ick, deal breaker?
Wait, toes or no toes? First of all, you team toes?
I don't know. I like my toes in the toe appropriate scenarios.
Fair enough.
If we are at the pool, if we are at the beach and you are wearing sneakers, I'm like, be for real.
Yeah.
Please be serious.
Essence Festival.
Short New Orleans
set,
is hot.
Short set, New Orleans open is hot. Toe.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And slides. Yes. Slides exist.
All the way.
It doesn't have to be a thong flip flop. Slides exist.
Yes. And get a pedicure.
Yes, we'll get a pedicure together.
Okay.
But, so yes, an appropriate, like, if you're just, yeah, don't wear it to, like, a gala. But, like,
I'm
yes.
I'm sure there's some,
no.
No.
Sandals.
So no. That's where I some fall on toe-gate. But I think so, okay, so my irrational, like, I realized this the other day because it happened in real time. I don't know what it is about certain pet names. Too early.
Oh, too early.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, too early. And then also some pet names really, like, put a tone on something that, like, gives me the ick. Like, I hate, early on when it's like, hey, love. Like, love. I don't know why love throws me. Because it just feels very, like, there's a lot of us.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
There always are.
Hey, love, or I don't think it's you, love. It just feels like there's a lot
of us. It's lazy. It feels like you copied and pasted to 5 just, girls. Yes.
Right, because you don't know our names.
Or it's just, because it's very, it feels flippant or casual. Like, I'm not
too
like,
familiar.
Baby feels too familiar, obviously, but it feels a bit more warm.
Yes.
Something about love feels very, like, player.
Baby feels exclusive.
Yeah.
Love feels multiple.
Yeah, it just feels,
I told a dude once, it was weird, earlier, I don't think we went on a date yet, and he was like, baby this, baby that, and I was like, hey, I don't like terms of endearment early. He's like, no, trust me, you're going to like this.
Trust me. No, I'm going to tell you what you actually like now.
Right.
So, no, yeah, pet names too early is a thing, but especially like love, something about love. Like, oh, that's cute love. It just it feels weird. Gives me the ick, even just now that I say it. Yeah, just, or something else. Deal breaker, I'm aligned with yours, like what you were just saying about spirituality. But I think to pick another one, a deal breaker for me would be somebody who didn't know their purpose. Or or had a purpose of their own. Because and also one that like a talent that like in a way where I also like support and believe in that purpose. A lot of times I think we talk about how much somebody makes or what kind of job they have. But I think in this economy and in this generation, like nobody has a job forever. Mm-hmm. Nobody's gonna have the same salary forever. Mm-hmm. If you like pick somebody based off of like the fact that they had this good job once and made this, what happens when that's over in 10 years?
Right.
So for me, I think I look at like what would be a thing that makes me be able to believe and root for my partner always. And it's like, if I, like, if they have a purpose that I believe in and that I feel like I'm okay supporting.
Yes.
And then I trust that if it doesn't work out in this form, it'll work out in another form because I believe in you and your mm-hmm. talents. Mm-hmm. And I also think that people with purposes kind of understand other people with strong purposes. I think we're all women who have strong passions and strong purposes. And it's like, I need that, like, you to not be confused about why sometimes that means I'm going to be laser focused in this mm-hmm. or, like, giving my all to this. So I think it just allows us to have a relatability in that sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And once again, I'm the outlier in this situation because my partner and I got together. He had a great job, was making six figures. And since he has met me, the person who is, you know, following dreams and stuff, uh-huh. he has since quit his job. And now he's trying to figure out what his purpose is. And mm-hmm. I am.
But he wants to figure it out.
He wants yeah. to figure it out. But he's not yeah. sure. Yeah. And part of him quitting, you know, I was like, quit your job, babe, said no black woman ever. I'm Afro-futuristic.
We, and here are the kids, we found the first black woman to ever tell a man to quit his job.
That ain't me at all, right? And so now this man is on a train to Toronto right now because his therapist told him to just take a trip to nowhere to do nothing, you know? So this is what I'm dealing with right now.
Oh, okay. I can rock with that, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because at least he's seeking.
He's yes. seeking. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So normally we close out the show mm-hmm. with giving flowers to people. I think it would be really cute, considering the topic today, if we each gave flowers to each other yes. about what our hopes are for each other's love lives. Woohoo! Say, like, we each pick one. Like, I'm going to start, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to pick Ashley. I feel like I should reach out and touch. But no, I believe, especially after this conversation, is that my hope for your love life is that you find a way to give the same amount of time in yourself to that part of your life that you give to your career. I hope Ooh. And pray that you don't, you know, see it becomes rewritten from not being a distraction, but to being additive to your life versus something that takes away. Like, I think for you, what's really gonna unlock it is when you fully open yourself up to the process of it all and participate a bit. So I that's my challenge. I'm hoping maybe by the end of season two, we can figure out if we each give maybe a dare where it's like, shoot, slide into somebody's DMs.
Report back next
okay.
time.
Okay. He could have slid in yours first, but like, yeah. act, you know, activate in some
way. I'll activate. Ask him out.
Okay, easy, everyone.
Yes.
Easy
people. But anyway.
Okay. I received that. Okay. I received that. Let me process
you
it.
You process
okay.
that. You do Joyelle.
I'll keep you updated in the group chat. Okay.
She's stressed.
Got the vapor. You blushing?
She's like, oh my God,
I'm getting hot.
Something.
It's not a hot flash.
Ashley would have been less stressed if I told her to just build a company. It's like, she's like, oh, sure, gotcha.
Right,
gotcha.
Build a company from scratch or no sleep.
Oh,
got it.
Just did it. Okay, great. Okay, so for Joyelle, I want the love that you have to continue to flourish and be abundant. Mm-hmm. And that you are able to find all the nooks and crannies of your partner, and your partner is able to find all the nooks and crannies in you that have yet to even be activated, so that you all elevate and thrive in abundance until forever. Yay. Until just yeah. that, like, blossom in this love. Be proud of your love. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm like,
hey, yeah.
And be a evangelist of the way love can look.
Yes. I am grassroots.
Grassroots.
Sylvia, I wish for you a big old black old
See, that's what I wanted you to say to me.
Defensive linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm screaming.
But also I want him to get pedicures. I want him to be faithful.
Come on.
I want his toes to be out at appropriate times.
There we go. You're talking my language.
I want him to shower you with affection and love. love, but also have a damn purpose.
Yes.
Yes. Support you in your purpose. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
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 Do it, Jesus. Won't you do it? Lord,
I know you can.
I've seen what you've done for others, God.
Tell about the leg.
All right, we have a woman involved right here.
Yes, God, I receive it.
Yes. Okay, all right.
Well, thank you for watching. Wait a minute. This has been such a fruitful and exciting conversation with my girls. Now, you can enter the group chat by sharing, putting a comment, a question. Also, follow us on social media at Watering Hole Media. And we will see you next time on Wait a Minute.